Ex-NBA star Enes Kanter Freedom blasts NBA for cozy relations with human rights abusing China. By Warner Todd Houston on December 30, 2022. NBA star Enes Kanter Freedom is once again blasting the league for making billions by cozying up to China, the world's worst human rights abuser, and ignoring the communist nation's genocide against its Muslim Uyghur minority population. Kanter even gave the league a nickname when he spoke to Fox News personality Laura Ingraham on Thursday. The NBA is the No Boundaries Association. The NBA gives free propaganda to a genocidal regime, he told Ingraham. Kanter was reacting to the latest estimates that the NBA has investments of up to $10 billion in China in the recent video posted by the Washington Wizards showing Chinese Ambrose Chingang shooting free throws. I have been playing 11 years in NBA and over 800 games, the player continued. I have never, ever in my whole career, seen any ambassador of any government that takes the court before or after the game and takes free shots. He added that the video was disgusting. I remember when my manager sent me that video. I thought it was a joke, but when I saw that tweet from the Chinese ambassador, I was like, this is just disgusting, he said. The ex-Celtics forward slammed NBA chief Adam Silver for getting in bed with the genocidal Chinese. When the Muslims are being literally slaughtered in concentration camps in China, you, Adam Silver, are silent, and not only are you silent, but you're literally working with this genocidal regime. He said. You're literally working with the most brutal regime in the world hand in hand and trying to make money and business over there. Please look me in the eye and say you don't know nothing about the 3 million people in concentration camps in China, who are getting tortured and raped every day. Shame on you, he scolded. Kanter also slammed the league for lack of morals. There are more important things like morals, values and principles, but I just hope that people can see it and Americans can wake up and see. Look, this is 100% an American-made organization and the Chinese dictatorship can fire an American citizen from 100% American-made organizations. It's unacceptable. Kanter, who has been targeting the genocidal Chinese for years, and even once sponsored shoes saying free Tibet and free China, has also been targeted by China in return. Early this year, China's state-run news agency, the Global Times, floated the conspiracy theory that Kanter was a CIA operative whose charge was to attack China. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.